Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Olala Njinga is back, too, ladies and gentlemen. Olala is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and someone we just have a lot of fun with and learn a lot from. She's the founder and the CEO of Yellowwood Group out of the great state of North Carolina. She is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and she's here to talk to us about a very important and very timely topic. Olala, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great to be here.
Good to have you back on the show, Olala. One of the things that we've been talking about on this show for a long time now with a number of different experts is the fact that we have so many different generations and generations that are so different from each other in the marketplace at the same time. And now we've got a brand new crop of millennials just graduating either from high school or from college, and they're looking for jobs, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely they are. They're coming in droves. I have one of them.
Right. And they're looking for work. They got all the answers, right?
You start with controversy already, Jim.
Yeah. They got they do have, if you think about it. I mean, I'm a lot older than you, Olala, but I think if you're the mother of a millennial, you're old enough to know that when you started out, you didn't know anything. Learned in the workplace, somebody had to teach you all of it, right?
Absolutely. So they do come to the table with a lot of good
information. They come to the table these days with a lot more, I think, a capability than I did, or probably than you did. So, talk to us about what it takes to, as you say, onboard a millennial.
Right. So, some of the hidden costs that employers don't think about in the onboarding process is training, mentoring, and coaching. We talk about those topics kind of loosely, but there really does need to be some type of plan in place that addresses how millennials are going to be trained to do whatever it is that your company does, what you hired them for, and then assigning them some type of coach or mentor for several months to get them up to speed, to get them acclimated into the culture, to help identify special projects that millennials can work on, because millennials are very project-oriented, very cause-based, very civic-minded. And so integrating all of the things to onboard millennials is a hidden cost that's associated with talent and resources. But it does...
When you say it like that, Olala, it sounds like... when you say it like that, it sounds like these new millennial are different than you and I were.
Oh, they are quite different in their whole
In terms of needing mentoring and coaching, it sounds like you're making it sound like this is another level than what we've had in the past.
It is a new level. It's a certain amount of structure that they really need and they really crave. That may not be the word they use, but essentially for a company, that's what they're looking for is, where are the lines? Where's the box in this organization? And having a go-to person or a small group of senior managers that they can consistently plug into, because they're extremely curious, very inquisitive about everything. They have a million and one questions. And if they don't have dedicated people that they can bounce those questions off of, it's a very frustrating place to work when they don't have an outlet of people that they can tap into.
The way you're saying this almost makes it sound like they have difficulty figuring things out on their own and taking initiative. It almost sounds like you're saying that.
It can sound like that, but that's not the implication at all. Millennials are very socialized. They're what I call communal. They're not used to being standalone, to make hard choices, to figure things out. they're used to being in a pod, is what I call it.
This is something that managers and professors have told me about this generation, is that it's difficult for them. They've noticed that this group, working on their own on a project by themselves, taking a project, working on it on their own, is not something they're comfortable with as much.
And I hate to be broad sweeping, because there are certainly exceptions to that, but in general, it is. They're not used to working independently to draw conclusions, to figure things out, and it is a hard place to work when a millennial doesn't have a pod or a tribe of people that they can plug into for brainstorming, for what I call echoing. You know, they want to say something, they want to know what it sounds like when it bounces back to them. And that's one of those hidden costs, is, you know, who's going to be around to hear the questions that the millennials in the workplace are going to be asking. And our generation, we're used to getting it done, figuring it out on our own, because, you know, no one's there. And this is a completely different level of workplace flow. And
we meet in the middle, Olala? Because one of the things I've been saying all along for years and years, I was saying it when we talked about Gen X, you know, 10 years ago or more. Where do we meet in the middle? What I mean by that is, at what point do we say, okay, this is what's really cool about the millennials, let's make sure that we support them completely in this area, but this other area, the things that we're talking about right now, they need to step up and meet us more in the middle. How does that make sense? I mean, at some point in time, as when you're running a business and you're hiring employees, you can't just conform to the new people. The new people need to conform to the organization and to the management, at least to some degree, right?
Absolutely. And I just had this conversation with my millennial who's uh-huh. out there looking for work. I literally just had it last night. And the meeting in the middle is going to be different for every company. But I also want to be clear about something. There's no easy answer to that question. And some companies might elect not to hire millennials at all because culturally it may not fit.
Very
not work,
interesting.
Or they may not be able, the company may not be able to bend. Like a great example of that, and we've been through this with my company, a great example of this is, you know, we do plans that are proprietary for companies, and we can't have someone sitting in a coffee shop, you know, working on a plan. Millennials
want flexibility. Yeah, yeah.
That's
the confidentiality thing, the privacy thing, that's...
Absolutely.
That's hold on to that. Olala Njinga, ladies and gentlemen, very important topic we're talking about here. More to come on this after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.